Shanterica Piper was a freshman at Duncanville High School when she got pregnant. By age 15, she had a baby girl. She got the basics from sex ed in eighth grade. Would more abstinence education have made a difference? What about easier access to birth control? Shanterica says all of that would have helped. Some. What was missing was something very different.
Classes on self-esteem and self-love and stuff like that. Because at the end of the day, if you taught children or teenagers that if I love myself, then I think differently, then I think they'll be way more successful.
Teen pregnancy is a fact of life for Shanterica's family. Her mom had her at 16. Her grandma had her mom at 15. And her sister was 15 when she had a baby, 3 weeks after Shanterica gave birth.
Like, my family call it as a cycle. And we know that it's happening, but instead of us going about it the right way and talking like, well, I did it, so I want you to do better, we kind of ignore it until it's too late.
Shanterica says her mom worried getting her contraception would have been giving her permission to become sexually active, so they didn't really talk about it. Before she got pregnant, she had no idea so many different types of birth control existed. She says learning all that in school would have helped her bring it up at home.
I think that would have been something I could bring home, you know, to my mom. Like, well, I learned this today and this, and they could have started a conversation, but I didn't know about it. So it never, you know, came about.
The father of her child is 10 years older than she is, a friend from the neighborhood. They only had sex once.
Her father is almost a stranger. We had finished talking and we stopped talking way before I even known that I was pregnant.
They didn't use a condom. She knew better.
There wasn't a thought process. That's the problem. Like, when I think about what happened, I could have got something worse.
Like HIV or another sexually transmitted disease. Even at 14, she knew that. But she was angry and insecure. She didn't feel valuable. She hadn't seen her dad since she was 5.
You go around looking for someone to fill the void of him not being around. And that happened a lot.
Shanterica is 19 now. She got her GED thanks to a program at the Dallas nonprofit Allie's House. She works at Macy's and is taking classes at El Centro College, studying to be a nurse. And she's a mom to 3.5-year-old Ariana. Shanterica wants her daughter to have a different life. Even now, she encourages Ariana to speak up when her feelings are hurt. She wants to break her family's cycle of teen pregnancy. Shanterica wouldn't change anything about how her life turned out, but she wishes she could go back in time and change what her 14-year-old self saw when she looked in the mirror.
I didn't love myself enough to know that me doing this could possibly change the whole way my life would be.
And, Shanterica says, not much else matters if schools can't teach that. Courtney Collins, KERA News.